Ooh, where's short shorts?
Okay. Good morning, Fort McMurray. Oh.
Sorry. Sorry. You said. Sorry. Okay.
Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Thank you, Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor, for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone. I've been here before, and I'm happy to be back. My name is Alicia, and I am Elliot's little sister.
And I'm very excited about these episodes because it is Special Sister Week. Thank you very much, Tanner, for the name. I appreciate it. I was going to shoot videos with you anyways while I was down here. And I was like, oh, it'll be a fun little thing to shoot videos every single day. And Tanner's like, yeah, Special Sister Week. And we're like, oh, we got to call it Special Sister Week.
Here I
am. So that's what we're calling it, Special Sister Week. Today we went to the Calgary Stampede for the first time ever for myself.
Yes.
I've never been on Calgary Stampede Fairgrounds. I've definitely participated in like the after parties at the different bars around town, but it was my first time actually going.
What did you think?
I liked it. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Now, it was plus 29 today.
Yeah, it was
and
scorcher.
Super hot. And that was an event in itself.
Yeah. But, and it was family day at the Stampede today. So that means there were a lot of families and other people. The crowd was the craziest I've ever seen it in all the years I've been here.
Yeah. So it was a lot of people.
Yeah. It was a lot.
People having fun, eating food,
hiding
in the shade, watching people do stuff on horses.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool. The horse, what was that called?
I don't know, like the
riders.
I don't know.
It was super awesome.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those people, they were young people from 14 to 21 years old.
Oh, yeah. Those girls who were riding with the flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts.
That was awesome.
They had to be strong. Like, I was watching them. Like, it's one thing to coordinate your horses like they were coordinated.
Yeah.
Those are big flags, though.
Yeah.
And they were, like, holding it that whole time. That was, like, probably 10 minutes of, like, holding a flag and, like, riding a horse.
Yeah.
And like, man, these ladies are doing work.
Also, I thought it was pretty cool that they had their own horses that they train.
Yeah, what I want to know, and somebody like comment in the bottom. Now, I'm assuming I know the answer to this, but like these horses, they were saying like they go around all North America.
And out of North America.
Out of North America?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that was my question in regards. So I'm assuming if like you're traveling around North America, like you're driving. But if you're going out of North America, you're putting these horses on boats, you're getting them on planes, can you put a horse on a plane? I don't know.
I haven't watched that one yet.
I do want somebody to make a comment, like, can you put a horse on a plane?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out of my way not to YouTube or Google this. Please, somebody tell me if you can get a horse on a plane or not. I have to assume the answer is yes, but, like, are people really doing that?
Probably, like, a cargo plane? Like, a special kind of plane, maybe?
I don't know. Horses be acting up on planes?
I don't know. That's some craziness.
Yeah. So, anyways, the horse show was cool. All of the activities and the games. It did remind me, if I got to be honest with you, a lot of the Blueberry Festival.
I was going to say Blueberry Festival, yeah.
And so, like, I'm going to put this out there. It's the Mac City Morning Show, so I got to give shine to Fort McMurray. Got to be honest with you. Instead of waiting in those lineups and paying those fair prices here and, like, $15 for a poutine, what are we doing here?
I'd say it was delicious.
What?
It was delicious.
It was delicious, but I wouldn't call it $15 delicious. But I'm just saying, come up to Fort McMurray instead. Go to the Blueberry Festival. A lot of the same rides. The lines ain't there. The prices ain't that ridiculous.
I feel like the Stampede... So you have the carnival and the carnival food.
Yeah.
But that's only one part.
Yeah, we only saw the one part. Yeah, yeah.
That's only the one part.
We didn't go to, like, the beer gardens.
Yeah.
We didn't go to...
Like any of the concerts.
The concerts and stuff. Yeah. We did the family-friendly things.
Yes.
Which was good, because I've done, like, opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, and there was, like, petting zoo, and you saw all that stuff, which it's just part of the Stampede.
That's right.
But we... didn't go to everything, and it was just too hot today to do it with.
And we were there for a long time.
Two littles.
We got there at like what 10,
yeah.
And then we stayed there till like
3.
Yeah, it was a long haul.
I guess that is long when you say it.
Yeah, it was long. I found a nice little tree to hide under, get my shade, people watch.
I had a corn dog. It was awesome.
Yeah, you had a corn dog.
I had a corn dog, poutine, and
one of those huge corn dogs,
and
or just a regular
lemon
one?
Lemon squeeze. It was a foot long corn dog.
Like, okay, remember the guy we saw with the mustache?
That one.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
How did you eat that and I didn't see it?
Because you were in line for my poutine. Because when Greg came back with the lemon squeeze juice or whatever, lemonade.
Lemonade?
Yeah. You know.
Lemon squeeze juice.
You know what I meant?
Wow. I did not know what you meant.
Anyway. When he came back with that, he also brought me a corn dog because he said, I know you would have been sad if you didn't get a corn dog at Stampede. And he was right. So that was awesome. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah. So I just want to throw this out there. If any other, like, culture had a day and people were just, like, dressing up for it, I don't think you would be allowed to do it in this day and age. But we're all allowed to dress up like cowboys and, like, have a great old time.
Yeah, it's true. I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah, I thought it was great, though. People were just, like, loving their lives.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I love seeing everybody in their crazy cowboy gear.
Yeah.
Well, and I had extra stuff. Like, I keep it for Stampede Week.
Mm.
Like, who keeps things for 1 week? I do.
Yeah.
So I had bandanas for everyone and hats.
Hats. Yeah, you got the little kids decked out.
Yeah.
Keegs loved it. Lily loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had
a
burger.
Like, yeah, we didn't do all the, like, we didn't go to the kids zone. Like, today they were going to do, like,
kids zone?
Yeah, we didn't get there.
Oh.
Like, they did, like, a magic show today. Paw Patrol was there.
Is there indoor stuff at the Stampede?
Yep.
Because we should, like, look into that, because based on the forecast, it's nothing but rain.
It's true. We could go back stampeding.
You could go back.
Also, we didn't get to see the that BMX, like, moto cross racing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. So. Mm.
Yeah, I had a good time.
A lot of people go, like, multi-day.
You would have. Well, obviously, we were there all day, and we only saw, like you're telling me, a small section of it. I like the, the stadium that we went in that was showing you all about farming, though, and agriculture.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Like, they had, like, the pigs, they had sheep, they had, like, a bunch of, I don't know.
They had two cows.
They had two cows, and they were showing you, like, how the grain, like, how they harvest it, and then how it goes into, like, the train and where it goes. Because, like, I don't know. I didn't grow up on a farm.
Yeah. They had chickens. Laying eggs?
Yes, they did.
The chickens?
I didn't see the chicken laying the eggs, but I saw, like, the chicks and, like, the heated area.
So the chickens were on this side, and then across from them were the little chicks.
Yeah. You know what I appreciated the most out of that place? Didn't smell like a farm. I thought my nose, because my nose, when I go in farms, you know, it turns up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, it's...
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. They, like, they kept the smell of a farm, like...
Yeah.
On it the was, DL.
You smelt it when you went into where the...
Yeah.
The, like, sheep...
Mm.
Just, like, for a brief
For a moment. Brief second, that's right.
Yeah.
So, does it cost money to get into the Stampede?
Yes. So, today was family day.
Oh, okay.
So, it was free entry until 11 a.m.
Oh, that's
why. And if we went even earlier, which I'm not really a morning person, but they had, like, Stampede breakfast. That's a cool thing about Stampede. So, Stampede
breakfast. But you pay for the breakfast.
No, it's free.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's free Stampede breakfast.
So, what constitutes as breakfast?
So, it depends which one you go to. But this one usually has pancakes and bacon and I don't know if this one has eggs, but sometimes like pancakes, bacon. Sometimes they have pancakes, like the community one that we have has pancakes, bacon, eggs, some fresh fruit, and two different juices. And it's all like free. Just free.
That's awesome.
And they have them throughout Calgary in different communities.
Oh, really?
Throughout the whole week.
Oh, wow.
And like when I was working downtown, different companies do them. Like, so we used to get our schedule and be like, all right, Stampede Week, we're going to hit up this for today, this. And every day we'd meet up at the different like Stampede, because I don't know. Huh. Stampede Week used to be like a not... don't work so much kind of week.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know, but it's like part of the Calgary culture of Stampede. So yeah, Stampede grounds have like a bunch of things, but like Calgary as a city really like amps up their game for Stampede week.
Yeah.
It's the
big week in Calgary.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big thing.
So when all the cool people come. When like Calgary is cool for like a 2 week period, because a bunch of people from other places come and make it cool.
And I was mentioning earlier too, every night there's the fireworks.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool.
So where are they? Would we have to go back town to look at the fireworks?
Yeah, you have to go downtown to see them.
Where do they fire them off? Just like around the Bow Valley area, kind of?
Like or just right behind,
right where we were?
Right where we were at Stampede Grounds. I'm sure it's like on the river.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Bow Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Bow River. Bow Valley. You know what I'm saying. Anyway.
Huh.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see any fireworks then?
Probably not.
No.
I mean,
especially if it's raining. God. I like fireworks, but like...
Yeah.
It's just
kind of cool.
It's a bit of a trek.
Yeah.
And I have to assume they're later, so it's
dark. Yeah, it's at 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But it is cool because like the Coca-Cola Stadium, or stage, I should say, Coca-Cola stage, brings in... a bunch of different artists.
Well, you and I could go.
Yeah.
But
we're not taking the kids. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. No, I meant like we could go.
Yeah.
But it's cool because you can go see a concert, and then when the concert's like done, then the fireworks happen. And it's time to head home. So.
Did Alistair ever go to Stampede?
I don't know if Alistair's ever gone to Stampede.
I don't think... Well, I can't judge him. This is my first time going. Yeah. I used to come down literally for Stampede. And numerous years.
Yeah, not good.
And never go to the Stampede. Just go to, like, the bars at nighttime. Yeah. Nowhere near Stampede grounds.
No, but whatsoever. Like I said, it doesn't, like,
that's right.
All of Calgary.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
Like, and most, like, businesses have, like, Stampede decals and, like, pay painters to come and actually paint on their windows. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
And then, like, I would sleep until, like, 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And then I would just, like, wake up and just, like, get ready for... the bar scene in the night.
Yeah.
So, but like, this is my first time actually going to the Stampede ground. I was shocked. I took a bunch of pictures, like, especially when we were on the LRT. It's not called LRT. What's it called here? SkyTrain?
No.
It's called LRT. I nailed it. Okay. I was shocked how many people were packed onto that thing.
It was jam-packed.
Yeah. It was like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. And they had to have like police officers being like, okay, we're full.
Next.
You're waiting for the next one. You're like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, please. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody on this anymore. We've reached capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
It was awesome.
If I ate breakfast, the breakfast would be a good idea, but because I don't, like, I ain't waking up early to go to.
Well, most community or most breakfasts are from like 8 till 11.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be like waking up too early to eat.
Right.
I mean,
8 to 11 is not bad.
If you're like...
But if it's breakfast. Free, like I would imagine they run out. Like if you're down on Stampede grounds, there's no way breakfast is... They have enough food for like till 11. Like in your neighborhood, potentially. You know what I mean? But like if there was one where we were today...
Yeah. Well, today was nuts, man. That was crazy.
It was crazy.
I don't think they would have made it till 11.
No. Not a chance.
But I think for the Stampede Family Day, it specifically says until quantities
run out
or whatever. But
that's right.
Yeah. I've never gone to a Stampede where it's run out.
Huh.
Like a breakfast.
On Stampede grounds.
Just anywhere.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like breakfast food.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where because I don't eat breakfast anymore, like I go out of my way to like... If somebody has breakfast and it's like an all-day thing, I'm just like...
Let's do it.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant a few weeks ago in the evening, and I just wanted like a snack. I didn't want like a dinner.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, can I have some bacon, please? And they're like, yeah, how much bacon do you like? I don't know, like what quantities do you give me? And she was just like, 4 or 8. And I was just like, I could crush 8 strips of bacon, yeah. No problem. And then like she looked at me and she's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'll have 8 strips of bacon. And Tanner's just like, it's a lot of bacon, bro. I'm like,
I'd like the 8 bacon,
slips
please.
Of bacon. And then they brought it out and it was huge strips of bacon. Man. I was just like, in my head, I thought it would have been like the bacon that you get out of the pack.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
These things are huge. And as soon as I saw it, everybody just looked like, you going to eat all that? I'm like, well, I'm kind of pot committed now.
Yeah.
So I did. It wasn't as challenging as people were making it out to be, but it was a lot of bacon, I have to admit.
But I've gone to a restaurant and asked just for bacon, too. Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Want to hear about my new... I have weird orders every once in a while.
I know you do.
And so...
It's one of those things that you do.
Yeah. So this is my new weird order.
Okay.
I like to order a side of bacon.
Okay.
With a side of sourdough. Just bread.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
On separate plates.
But why?
Well, they're two sides for one, so you got to put them on the separate plate,
but
right?
Do you, like, make your own sandwich?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. If you have the bacon on the separate plate, like all of that bacon grease is going to be on that plate.
And then you can sop it up. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. And so by time, like you get to that. And so what I do is like when the plate gets like half, I'll take one of those pieces of sourdough and just like place it on there. So that thing is like.
Loaded up.
Loaded up for that last piece. Yeah.
Well, I do something that you do at restaurants is. I don't choose what I'm eating.
I ask,
you know, the waitress or waiter.
Yep.
You know, what's your favorite thing?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just say, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I would like to have your favorite thing.
That's right.
And so that's what you do sometimes.
90% of the time.
Yeah. And, or I'll just be like, if I'm really stuck, doesn't matter. Like they can be like, I'm feeling like ravioli or a burger. Like, I don't know.
You let them pick.
I'll just say like, these are the things I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What's best? What would you have?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, honestly, neither. I'd have this. And I'm like,
always.
All right, I'll take that.
You always go with what the waitress or waiter is offering you.
Yeah.
Just like this. I've had like some, I'm like, hey, how's a burger here? And I've had people.
Yeah. Try again.
I'm just like, all right. Thank you for your honesty. You tell me what I'm eating tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my special.
People think that's crazy.
Every time I do it, when I'm with somebody new for the first time, they look at me like I'm a Martian.
Yeah,
and they're like, you're really going to roll the dice like that. I'm just
actually, I went to a restaurant with this friend of mine, Maria.
Yeah.
She's an older lady.
Okay.
And anyway, I helped her out. We did some gardening, and then she said, well, let's go for lunch. I said, all right, let's do it, Maria. So we went, and we were sitting, and we went to Brewster's, and then... all of a sudden, we smelt this, like, amazing smell. And Maria, like, flagged the waitress down, and she said, whatever that smell is,
nice.
I will have that. And I was
Nice.
That is next level.
Yeah.
That is next. And I said, you know what, Maria? I am also going to have whatever that
smell
is.
What was it?
It was, like, this all day... it was a brisket that they, like, had been, like, you know... stewing or whatever, all day brisket.
I don't think they stew brisket, but
whatever. You know, they were braising it. Braising it?
I don't know.
I don't
know. It's not stewing.
It wasn't stewing. It was probably braising brisket. I don't know. It was delicious. It was delicious, and it was the thing of the day. So I don't think it was like a normal.
That's right.
Menu item.
Yeah, nice. No,
it was amazing.
That is good.
And then she was like, "French fries or tater tots?"
Oh.
And I was like, "What?"
Which would?
I went with tater tots.
Yeah,
I haven't
had a tater tot
in
a restaurant.
Who has tater tots in a restaurant?
Yeah,
I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was awesome.
That would be
awesome.
They
were like really extra crispy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
Brewster's.
Yeah, when I lived in Edmonton, I used to go to Brewster's a lot.
Oh yeah,
like all of the time, especially the one that was like down the road from the condo. But there was one right by Grant McEwen as well.
Oh okay.
That I used to go to, and they would always have like. Wing whatever days.
Yeah.
It's how I gained so much weight when I moved away to school.
Yeah, those are the good days.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
for me. I mean,
I was big.
Yeah,
I was a bigger boy.
Yeah.
You know what the best part about that time of my life was? That like, digital cameras were only just coming into effect right then. So there is like hardly any photos of me that big. And then like there are some photos like mom and dad have, whatever. But for the most part, like when people see it, like, you weren't that big. I'm just like, not in that picture I wasn't. No. But like, I know what was
up. You
were
just, yeah, you were living an unhealthy lifestyle at the time. But I mean, hey.
Well, as of right now, like I would ballpark, I am 40 to 50 pounds lighter currently than I was then.
Wow.
So like,
that's a lot.
let's be conservative and say it was 40 pounds. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
And that's conservative. I know it wasn't 40. Yeah. I know. I know it was way more than 40 pounds. So on my frame, that kind of weight is like.
You see it.
I loved every second of it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying. Live a little.
Okay. I think we're running out of time. We got to go. But you want to know what my go-to order was back then?
Yeah.
So I'd wake up on, like, a random day. Call it a Monday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. But I'd wake up, but I went to night class. So I'd wake up late.
Right.
So I'd get up at, like, 11:30.
Okay.
Right?
Went to night classes.
So it's like, all right.
Loved it.
It's time for lunch. Okay. So what I'd do is I'd drive down the street. And I go to the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then I would order two Big Macs and large fries.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
But just one large fry. So two Big Macs, one large fry, and then like I wouldn't get the Coke or anything.
Okay.
Like just that.
Okay.
So then I would go home, and then for my appetizer, I'd have a glazed donut.
Wow.
Then I'd eat my Big Mac and my fries.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, you wash that down with another donut.
But where's the other Big Mac?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just wait for it. So then, before I had to go to night class, you got to eat dinner.
Wow.
So
you would reheat the Big Mac?
I'm not done. So then I would have a donut plus the Big Mac that I would reheat.
Yeah, that's some craziness.
Plus some chips.
Okay.
Then dessert, donut. Four donuts minimum on a random day. Like I'd go to the Safeway or IGA, and you know how you get those pack donuts?
Yeah.
I would buy those. I would crush those things. I think they come with like 24 donuts.
Yeah.
Like never lasted a week.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I thought I liked donuts, but that's that's impressive.
And then I stopped eating donuts for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Like after it was all said and done. Even,
I mean,
like I got my fill. Got my fill in.
Yeah.
But yeah, two Big Macs,
you had
four donuts.
15 years worth in your 2 years.
Yeah. Well, 1 year.
It was just 1 year.
It was just that 1 year, and then like after that, like
you
I was
tell.
Just chilling. I was like, what happened here?
Yeah.
I'm like I gotta
donuts.
I gotta
donuts
make some better life decisions.
Donuts and Big Macs. After.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh man,
Donuts,
but
Big Mac,
that was prime, that was a prime spot though for McDonald's because I had to like there was three that I would go to because I started
three
from
the condo.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I only know about the one that's a straight up. Which other one in the West End are you like?
There was one straight up.
Yeah.
On there was 80, one if you just go right behind the right behind West Edmonton Mall. There's one literally right there.
I've never been to that one.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you go...
On 170th. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then
okay.
if you go the other way, like towards where Auntie Debbie used to live.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was like in there, there's like a Dairy Queen and a McDonald's and... Anyway, I had to switch it up because I would go so often that they start to know me. And I was like, I can't have this. I can't have them knowing me. That's too much. I'm ashamed of myself. So instead of not going to McDonald's, I just found other McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then I would just boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I love McDonald's. I still love McDonald's.
Me too. It's my favorite thing.
So good.
Me and Pinto, when we were in Fort Mac, liquor stores, we couldn't go to the, like, we had to switch it up because they're just like, hey, boys, back again? We're just like...
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, two sacks of rum. I'd be like, man, they know the order. They know the rum too. And like based on like the day back in the day, if it was a Friday or Saturday or like a weekday, I would like mix it up. And so like one time I walked in and they're like, oh, it's Friday. And like they had it ready for me. I was like, Pinto, we got to start going to different liquor stores.
Well,
bro.
That's how I felt with my McDonald's. Yeah. And I was like, no, I just can't have this happening to
me. That's hilarious.
But I can't stop having McDonald's. So yeah, there was three that I go to. And then there was a McDonald's in the mall, but...
Oh, no. I've been to that
I never went to McDonald's.
That was trash. No. Okay, listen, we're going to be late. We're going to get yelled at.
Sorry.
So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose at the end. We need to do a better job at shouting out Carrie in the middle of our conversation so that we don't wait to the end.
Okay.
So Carrie, sorry for the late ad. So anyways, shameless shout out or plug. Mic, camera, lights, go.
All right. Well, this was a great first episode of Special Sister Week with me, Alicia Spears, also used to be Alicia Pierre. Love you guys, and keep tuning in. I've got no shameless shout-outs, just want to say thanks for listening to us chat.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout-out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.